Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Penny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. Pick a song. We'll jam to it. A lot of sports going on. Orioles tonight taking on the Yankees. Full slate of AL East fun. We'll get into that with Danielle Allentuck, bottom of the hour. And the next hour, when we get to the American League East report, draft is done. We're not done analyzing it. Schedule's coming out here in a couple of weeks. How many prime timers for the Ravens? I guess they get the max, which is what, five?
Yes.
And if Lamar's healthy, there'll be no flexing unless one of the teams they're scheduled to play in primetime sucks, then they'll bounce that out of there, and all sorts of other things in between.
Well, if you have five, Bob, and towards the end of the year, you can get flexed in for another one, can't you? Or can you
I'm not 100% sure.
I think that's true.
Yeah. So if they are who we think they're going to be, they'll end up getting more.
Right. Because, again, say they're scheduled to play Cleveland in a game, and when the schedule comes out May 14th, because Flacco, maybe he'll be the starting quarterback, and if Cleveland stinks,
yeah,
then that'll get flexed out, but another one could come in depending on the schedule. But we know they're going to be, look, for selfish reasons, 1 o'clock games rule.
I love them.
Yeah. Because then you got a hole. You watch 1-4, the night game, and you're kind of on top of football. You're seeing pigskins flying all over the place. Those 8:30 games, though, they're like, oh, come on, bro-zip. And it better not be no Christmas. Anyway, I'm digressing in a big, big way. Anyway, lots of sports going on, but let's count some dough by ourselves.
Yes, we are counting money today. The Dow's up 265. The S&P's up 15. NASDAQ is up 20. DraftKings down 3 cents. Under Armour's up 7 cents to 556.
First topic here will be about the Orioles. We know how much the Orioles have struggled against left-handed pitchers, not just this year, the last couple of years. They're going to see another one tonight in Carlos Rodon. However, yes, when they faced him last year, actually had some success chasing him out after 4 innings each time, racking up 8 total runs across those 2 starts, both games at Camden Yards, by the way. Well, so far this year, Carlos Rodon looks more like his usual self than he did last year. But, Bob, buy or sell, the O's will overcome their lefty pitcher demons tonight, match their run total from last night, 4 runs off Rodon.
Ugh, off him? I'm going to sell that. But they get into that bullpen, maybe if it's a close game. Maybe get in there. Devin Williams, saw that he was in setup duty for them real quick against Rodon. Mateo's 3-for-3 with a homer. He'll be in the lineup tonight. Well, actually, they're kind of short of right-handed bats anyway. So he's going to be in there. Let's see. Adley's 1-for-5. That one was a double. Where are we going here? Gunner's 1-for-4 with a homer. Mountie is 3-for-5 with a homer. Mountie. What about Dylan Carlson? 1-for-5. Just got recalled.
It's a hit. He's there.
Yes, it is. So we'll see. But I'm selling what you were trying to get me to buy. But I will buy. They'll put up 4 runs in some capacity tonight. How's that sound?
All right, over to the NFL. Tyler Sullivan has identified the best, worst, and most interesting draft pick for every AFC team. Looking specifically at the AFC North, the Steelers class. Well, first rounder Derek Harmon, he may be the best. But for Tyler Sullivan, Jack Sawyer in the 4th will be the one to keep an eye on, simply because of Pittsburgh's strong ability to identify and develop pass rush talent. And from a production standpoint, well, Sawyer had everything he could want. Had the sacks at Ohio State, did it while playing against some of the best competition in the Big Ten. Vinny, are you buying or selling that Sawyer may end up being the prize piece of the Steelers' draft class this year?
I'm going to sell it. I think Harmon will be. I think Sawyer's just a try-hard effort dude. You know, kind of like Karloftis was for the Chiefs.
Oh, by the way, Nolan, real quick, getting back to Rodon. Aloriano's 2-for-4, both hits doubles.
That's your guy.
That's right. I told you to watch out for Ramon. Both of them, Arias and Laureano.
I would go back to
I'm
baseball.
Name my
here.
New kid, Laureano.
Oh.
Or Ramon.
One or the other.
Yeah, right.
middle name,
Laureano Ramon. Yes.
The Rockies, though, I mean, they got nothing to celebrate. One of the biggest embarrassments in Major League Baseball, really over the last 6-7 years. And sure, there's been other teams who have bottomed out. The White Sox have been bad. The A's, even the Orioles have been terrible. But this is sustained disappointment in Colorado. And so far this year, 4-24. That's an abysmal pace that could have them on track to finish even lower than the White Sox did last year when they made the wrong kind of history, the worst record in baseball history, 41-121. Now, playing in the NL West, that doesn't help their case either with the Dodgers out there. But buy or sell, Bob, the Rockies will in fact finish with no more than 40 wins this year.
Ah, boy. I'll sell it. They got to eke over 40, wouldn't you think? But they've already brought in Clint Hurdle to be the hitting coach. So Bud Black, I mean, what's the point of firing the manager? You know what I mean? It's just a team.
He's been there like a decade. Yeah. He hasn't done anything.
No, well, I mean, they've had some success, but they're like the black hole of baseball. The Colorado Rockies, they'll get over 40 wins, but still doesn't guarantee you the number one pick in the draft anymore because of that stupid lottery.
Were they expected to be that bad?
I don't think anybody expects it to be historically bad, yeah. But they were, them and the White Sox, the two worst teams coming out of the... Does hockey have about ping pong balls?
Yep.
NFL does not. Yeah, why do you think people watch the NFL draft? No stinking ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Ping pong balls at it. They should be for ping pong only.
Yeah, but don't give them any ideas. Because the draft lottery would be another thing to televise.
Oh, God. Oh, Bob, one thing that it sounds like they are going to change with the draft, 10 minutes to 7.
Uncle,
like
that.
First yeah. round. Yeah, I mean, Goodell was like, this is ridiculous because, you know, he's like...
I'm getting booed every pick and it's taking 10 minutes.
Well, the average pick is like 7 minutes or something, you know. And then he's talking about, you know, if you want an extension on one of your picks, 2 minutes, you can have a 2-minute extension on one of your picks.
And let's be honest, they've been doing the intel for months.
Bob,
all of a sudden you get there and you're like drooling like an imbecile.
When I first started, remember that? 15! For the first round.
Yeah, well, the draft was in one day. Used to be on the Saturday, started at 12, then they flipped it to 2 rounds Saturday.
It was Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
But then it was during the day. Saturday. Oh, yeah. I remember, I'm old enough to when the draft was on like a Tuesday. Tuesday!
Bob, when I lived in California, when I was with the Niners, Sunday, we started 7 a.m. It was awesome. We're out of there by noon.
Yeah, if you want to cut down on time, enough with Goodell riding out on a bicycle and all this stuff with the charities and all these puff piece stories.
Right, you don't want to eliminate that sort of thing. The feel
well,
good.
No, that doesn't take away from the 10 minutes. I mean, we were out, you know, like 11:20. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was.
Well, it's all part of it.
But if you knock it down, if it's over by 11, I mean, 8 to 11 is all they need. I mean, that's primetime TV anyhow.
All right. Don't want to get too far off on this one. But look, when Goodell goes out, insert city here, you know, Tennessee knew they were taking Cam Ward. Just take this with you.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the 2025 draft. Tennessee takes Cam Ward. There we go. Let's move on. Next.
Yeah. Well, when they say it starts at 8, that should be on the clock.
Yeah
not well, all the other festivities.
I think Roger said one team in the whole first round took their whole time.
All right. One last topic for today.
Yes.
A lot of chatter about Shedeur Sanders, his slide down to the 5th round. Mixed opinions were there ahead of the draft, and now people even more adamant in what other side they're on. Is he a franchise guy? Is he just a career backup? Well, go ahead and consider former Steelers player Merrill Hodge among the naysayers. A quote here from him said, in the college environment, it can be hard to translate a kid to where he's going to play. You have to find things that simulate the NFL. You're not going to throw 50% screens and survive in the NFL. They'll say their offensive line was bad, and that's why they did those types of things. But if your quarterback is good, you can run everything. Vinny, are you buying or selling what Hodge has to say there?
I'll sell it. You know, ask Caleb Williams, ask the Giants. You know, I mean, O-lines that are bad in the NFL, their quarterbacks get the crap beat out of them. Ask Patrick Mahomes, you know, when they played some of those
Two Super Bowls they lost.
Yeah.
And David Carr never recovered from the beating he took.
Yeah, ask Daniel Jones.